Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
This time last year, the nation was consumed with the upcoming general election. And as you would have heard earlier, I think, on Morning Ireland, coronavirus didn't feature as an issue in the election. If it did, it was a relatively small issue. The big issue was housing. But on this day last year, we got an email from a man in China, an Irishman, John Curry, and he basically said in that email, Liveline listeners should know about this virus that's coming down the tracks because it's causing serious, serious problems here in China. And he was on this programme this day last year. We were talking to him again. John, I remember there was a delay given the distance and the time frame. John, can you tell us what the situation is like in Beijing now?
Yeah.
What lessons have been learned, and is there a vaccine?
Well, it's been a long year. Since I spoke last year, I mean, they went full on, you know, to control this. Mm-hmm. The minute cases came up, it was a full lockdown, as in, you know, erect road barriers, no one in or out, this type of thing, locking up the compounds, and you know, they seem to have got on top of it. It's all. You have to have a mandatory app on your phone which shows if you've, you know, basically a tracking app where you've been and so forth. And also, only yesterday there was a case in the same district I'm in. Now, district being about 2 million people in South Beijing.
Okay.
And they had loudspeakers out and people were around, coming knocking on the door saying we all have to go for the testing. It's streamlined. I mean, it's like an hour out, but it's mandatory. There's no. You know, you're given your time slot, and off you go. So they seem to be managing it well. It's sort of small fires come up, and they put them out quick enough. So I would say the difference between Beijing, well, China anyway, and what appears to happen in Europe is they seem to be further ahead. They're more. It's a way of life now. You know, they've completely locked off the country. The country's sealed off, so no one at least gets in. You can leave, but you can't get back in unless it's for sort of humanitarian reasons or something like that. And so I think we're a bit sort of stabilised here rather than what I see going on in other countries. The vaccine, yeah, they're rolling out the vaccine here, and There's question marks over it. It's frontline workers and, you know, elderly and the frail will be getting it. But it appears to be that the kind of success rate of it wouldn't be as high as what's coming out of Pfizer or some of the other English and the American pharmaceutical companies. So it's there, available. It's available for people, but you would be, you know, on a list as to when and as to, you know, your time. It's not mandatory, but if you want to travel around the country, you will need a COVID test to leave your own city or your own area.
Wow. So still pretty strict. But is it, according to reports, the death toll in China is just over 4,000.
Well,
which is
it's one of these things. It's kind of, I mean, look, to be realistic, you know, if you don't question it, you can't question official numbers anyway.
Yeah.
So that puts you on one side of the argument. I think, to be honest, and this has been a very hot topic last year, I kind of see two points to this. One, you know, whatever the numbers are, you know, you just get on and dealing with the situation, and they can kind of leave the squabbling to the politicians afterwards. I would say, to be fair, whatever the numbers, you know, the Chinese side say, which, to be honest, I would find quite hard to believe, compared to the numbers which we might have of, you know, when the Americans say. I would say, you know, the truth...
Well, the Americans are... In America, looking at the figures, surgical crash, more people are dying per day. It's decreasing now ever so slightly. But more people are dying per day in the States than China, say, died in the first 9 months.
Yeah, I mean, what I like, I would take those. If me personally, I would take those figures with a grain of salt. Okay. I would say, you know, to be logical about it, I would say, you know, the numbers. The truth is there somewhere between what the Americans would say China real numbers are and what the Chinese side. I would say now, having lived here and understand the culture, it would err more towards, you know, the halfway point towards the Chinese side, because I have seen,
okay.
I have seen the way they get on top of this
okay.
quickly. I mean,
and you see,
know,
you,
in areas.
Sorry, because I'm time tied, unfortunately. But you, yeah. you're saying you got a note yesterday, come for a test within the next few hours.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's loudspeakers on the street, you know, they're knocking yeah. on the door. I mean, I had two calls on the door asking how it been, and you know, you do the test and you get the results on your phone in, you know, within 2 hours. It comes up on your phone, and you must show that to get into even the local corner shop, or, you know, basically to get into your own compound, you must show this up.
Okay.
You know, if you don't have it on your phone, you know, you'd be isolated. You'd be in real
yeah.
trouble. You know,
and were they very strict on enforcing lockdown?
Oh, well, I mean, you have two aspects to this. One, it's a very, very compliant population.
Okay.
I mean, for example, you know, I mean, you can't police like a billion people wearing a mask. But if you do take a mask off, put it around your chin, someone, you know, as you do, because you may not be used to it, you will be told to put it back on by a member of the public.
Okay.
It's that mass mentality. And the second one is, you know, the kind of rules for the punishment for breaking the rules would be an awful lot more severe now than what the Gardaí would have. I mean, it's, you know, there was cases where people who tested positive for COVID and broke isolation, and that's an automatic jail time because it comes under administrative law. So, well, the way it works here, you know, you have criminal and civil law in Ireland, here you have criminal and administrative law, but the police do have the power to detain you up to whatever, be up to 6 months without trial, you know. So it sounds quite draconian, but it's never that, you know, it's never that.
So
severe,
it's still, just finally, know? it's still evident in day-to-day life, but it's regarded almost as part of day-to-day life, and they've done things like masks and immediate testing, the vaccine. I know it's controversial, the Chinese vaccine, I think they were saying 50%,
yeah.
but does life go on in terms of your daily life?
Oh, it does,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. I mean, actually, you know, oddly enough, it doesn't come up anymore. The talk of the virus and COVID, it doesn't, you know, like among circle of friends, it doesn't come up anymore. It's kind of been one of those things you've accepted, you know, and you work around it. So if your area is isolated, well, it's, you know, 2 weeks, and then everybody's let back out again. And, you know, you're set up from working from home and so on.
Yeah.
So it seems to be, you know. I remember saying last year, what you know, was coming towards the West. I think it seems to be that, you know, we need to kind of, it's kind of control now at this stage, you know, that this is life for the foreseeable future. So
John,
we have to kind of work around it.
Yeah, we'll keep in touch. But again, thanks for alerting us exactly, as I say, 1 year ago today. You sent that email to us, which got on the programme. 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.